I know it's a long-standing tradition. I think with the rising levels of sugar that children are consuming, everybody needs to reassess whether it's appropriate. There are lots of other things schools can do and families can do to celebrate birthdays that don't involve sugar.
So, why did you take the step to ban it?
There were three things really. I was aware of the pressure on parents. A number of parents came to me, disagreed with the tradition, but didn't really know what to do about it because they didn't want to be seen to be naysayers or party poopers. I was also aware I was collecting litter off the playground all the time. I mean, there were sweet wrappers, constantly picking up sweet wrappers. And finally, the most important was the increasing amounts of sugar that I was aware that children were consuming. And I thought this was one very clear, simple way of changing that within school hours.
So, what difference has it made to life at Waltringbury Primary School?
Well, for a start, our playgrounds are litter-free. The children quickly accept rules that have a strong reason behind them. I'm all for children questioning rules and discussing them because they've got a point of view. And if I can explain a clear reason, they accept. And the parents, similar with parents, there's always an immediate kickback, but parents accept that the school has a viewpoint on things. They choose the school for its ethos and its clarity of purpose. And finally, it all settles down quite quickly once people understand why. And also, it's really important that parents understand that we've got the children's well-being at heart. It's not because I don't like sweets, for example. It's about healthy well-being.
Do you think children bringing sweets into school on their birthday is adding to the problem of tooth decay?
I think it does in terms of, I don't think a particular sweet on a particular day is going to cause tooth decay, but I do think there's this assumption that every celebration has to involve sugar. And I think we need to change children's perceptions about that, as well as parents' perceptions, that there's other ways of celebrating, and it doesn't have to mean something that is bad for our bodies and particularly bad for our teeth. So I think it's just about changing the culture around how we celebrate and recognise important events.
So finally then, do you think that giving out sweets on birthdays should be banned in all schools?
We have a moral responsibility to consider the wider health and well-being of our children whilst they're in our care. And we have to set rules and boundaries that we're comfortable with.